on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me Jennifer, the Mafia's Loot Lady, and Jenna, Death by Gucci. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Greetings.
And salutations.
Yes. Let's see. What's going on? Hello.
Running ragged.
Yeah, me too.
It's just like a million things going on all at once. You're just getting pulled in 20 million different directions.
I hear ya.
Yep.
I think at times I'm going to lose it, but so far, so good. According to me, at least. Other people may say I've lost it.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had much to lose, so if I lose it, I'm in a world of hurt.
So what's going on? Had you had time to play?
I always find time to play.
Yeah, or at least your chores.
Time to start his script.
Get my mafia scripts running and get my mafia chores done.
Yep, that's for sure.
Taking advantage of crafting two-timers. Yep. Building up that health, suckas. I'm building up the health because you're not taking it away, Zynga.
Good Lord, I hate to even know what your health is.
It's going to be higher and higher every time they have a two-times mastery. I'm going to be crafting like a maniac.
Oh my God,
they had two of them today.
I know. I missed the first one, though. I was at work, so
God,
I was kind of glad
they
had an evening.
All day, every time I saw it.
Yep.
The problem is when I got to the second one, I didn't have any reward points left.
Oh. Yeah, and it's not Sunday.
Yep. So.
So what's new, Pete? Any changes? I've seen some.
We got some stuff going on. Let's see. This week in Spockholm. Dun, dun, dun. We had, let's see, the toolbar, we added a feature on jobs that in the past we added the one button, and then we also had the button that if you clicked on it, it would burn all your stamina,
all your energy. It would say full.
Up to mastery. So it'll finish a job for you, basically. Now what we added was called the burn button. So
love it.
When you just want to burn off all that energy, you just click the burn button. It puts it in a burn mode, and when it's finished running out of energy, you're dead until you start it back up again.
Because that always bugged me when I couldn't stay on that same job after I was used to hitting full. And so I really liked that, and I noticed it right away, and I thought that was brilliant.
Yep.
It's hard not to notice it.
It's a brilliant. Good one. It's a good one.
So, well, it cracked me up, too, on the comments that I read on my blog. Everyone was like, well, it would be better if it did this with the bandits or did that. And it's like, well, if you don't like it, don't use it. Go use repeat job.
Yeah.
It's like just a quick little thing to burn your – not everyone can serial level off energy alone. And for them, it may not be the best option.
No, but I like it. I do.
I like it, too, a lot.
One thing we probably ought to consider at some point is something in the config of the toolbar – to decide which types of bandits to eliminate immediately. Like, eliminate a job bandit immediately, but if, you know, I'm sitting there burning thing, okay, hit me with a cash bandit or hit me with an experience bandit and let it ride, because then I can kill it off myself and not waste a whole bunch of crew.
Have the choice.
And then, I think we probably ought to, at some point. But, that takes more logic, and we went for the fast fix. What do they call it? We're just the speed scripters. We just do it, get it out there quickly.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Well, I like it. It's good, good.
Rapid deployment was what I was thinking. Rapid deployment.
Ah, there you have it.
So, anyway.
What else?
The other thing is, Ike has created what he calls the remove post. It's not innata. It's the remove posts. And what it does. Do you like that one?
Yeah, we wanted you to be there to name it. But I was like, well, it says what it does.
It just removes posts. Well, if for some people that have been on Facebook a little while, there was a tool out there called APR, Automatic Post Remover. And it was working for the longest time until, of course, Facebook introduced Timeline. Well, then it broke, and subsequently no one's taken the time to fix it. Well, Ike's gotten pretty handy with the Facebook API with regard to streams and, like, war feeds and, I mean, all kinds of stuff that you see, like, in the Mission Crew link generator and that kind of stuff and the war poster and stuff. And so he thought about it, and he says, well, what if we just bring in all those feeds and then remove them? And so that's the premise behind the remove post. It'll load up all your Mafia Wars feeds on your timeline page or on your profile page, list them out for you, show them to you, and then give you an option to actually go in and delete them. There is a caveat. It does take a little while sometimes for those to delete, so it's not as immediate as you would hope that, you know, you click delete and all of a sudden they're gone immediately. It's not always that fast. There is, or there tends to be, some delay between the time it's deleted till the time that Facebook actually removes it from your profile page. But all in all, it's an extremely handy tool. He was looking to see if it would remove other styles of posts. So, like, you could just load up any application, and then you tell it all the applications, and it would list every post in that application type. But currently, when you're in an app and it's loaded from that app, there's not an option to talk to the other apps or delete posts across applications, which is kind of a pain, but I kind of get why they're doing that. So that's it. And I'm trying to think what else.
I have one more thing.
What's that?
Well, before Brandon was on Team Spotcomb, he made that click trap remover script.
Yes, he did. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Facebook went ahead and made some more changes. And I don't know if people noticed, but after these changes happened, the white screen loading issues kind of disappeared. So I think Facebook fixed those. Mm-hmm. But now the click trap remover will not work if you load from Facebook. So if you go to the little bookmark in your game on your Facebook page, that application won't work. But if you use like the Spock on Blink or the go to MafiaWars.com, it will work.
Right.
And I know Brandon's working on trying to fix it so it will work everywhere.
Yeah, and he has a testable version out there that we're running through its paces to see if it's working across, you know, Chrome and Firefox both. And I think he's already put the patches in place for that.
And I'm feeling pretty stupid. I cannot, for the life of me, get those. You know, when you try to download an extension and it says it has to be in the Chrome store?
Uh-huh.
Well, on some of them, you can just drag them right from the bottom of your screen up to the extension page. They drop in nicely. For some reason, this won't, so I have to learn the other workaround for that.
Yeah.
And I'm just not computer smart enough to do it. Oh. So I haven't been able to help beta test. Oh.
Yeah, usually you can still with, like, some of these just that are, like, especially when you're using Firefox because they're not, it doesn't go through the Chrome store, obviously.
Right, that's not
then a that deal. One, you just open those user script files in a browser window, and, you know, just copy and paste it, and then it loads it, because then it loads it into GreaseMonkey.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the Chrome store has made things a little bit more tricky, that's for sure.
Well, I know Brandon posted some elaborate steps on the blog once, and I tried to follow him, and it wouldn't work for me because I'm not good at, like, saving files here and there. I can never find stuff.
And then it's embarrassing to have to ask you guys because I feel like a dumbass where I'm like, Ike tried to help me with Chrome the other day to fix my toolbar. And he actually did. So, and it was really simple. And so sometimes I just have to be reminded it's not as difficult as in my head it sounds.
Oh, it's always that case. I had a customer at the office and we've been troubleshooting their login to our servers for 2 days. I mean, literally, she's like, I can log in one time and then the next time it doesn't work and all this. And eventually she sent the screenshot and what she had been doing was she was not using the right username. And apparently she must have been using it sometimes, but not other times. And it was driving us crazy because we're like, I don't understand. It's working for me right now in my office. Why is it not working for you? So then, of course, you're assuming all these big elaborate problems that aren't really there.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it just clicks. So I mean, I'm back to at least being able to use Chrome. So thank you, Ike, for showing me the light. You know, I don't know. So just They're ask good. Jen. They know we're challenged.
They do. Brandon's probably tired of me right now because I'm like, what do you mean it doesn't work for me? And he's like, just streamline or it's something with the files. And I'm like, I don't know what that term means.
You guys are too smart. It's intimidating.
And here we are trying to make things as simple as possible. But yeah, sometimes
no,
it's still
but when you're talking about
the,
you know, the back end stuff of it.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard.
The stuff in the Spock room, you know, and then I feel like I should understand. And I'm like, yeah, no.
Usually when they're fishing for an account that has something and then I'm like, oh, I have it. And then they'll tell me what to look for. And I'm like, do you just want the password to this account?
Yeah, here, let me give you the password. I cannot. I'm only confident enough to pop in that room when I've had a few drinks. Yeah, so no, it's pretty intimidating. The way you guys' brains work, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What you guys can come up with. So, wow.
Yeah, we keep kind of busy. I was noticing because we have our own Skype room and we chat about things and talk about options and all this, and it's just amazing how much stuff gets tossed around as ideas and things to add and all kinds of stuff. And then one person says something, the other one goes, "Oh yeah, but what if we did this on top of it? And what if we did that? And you know, how about this now?" And you know, all.
And then you just watch it evolve.
And it does. And then when it finally becomes something that the public then gets to see, you know, is when it's really cool. Because then, you know, now it's all come to fruition. All that thought process and that brainstorming, you know, becoming a reality.
And don't be fooled. A lot goes into those brainstorming sessions, you guys. That's why I say you scare me.
But they get technical in our
They
room.
Do. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yep.
I had to laugh at Brandon started college and not too long ago. And he took his first test and he wrote to me, he's like, "Oh, to celebrate being done with my test, I'm just going to do stuff that for fun tonight." And I'm thinking, oh, are you going to go out and hang out with your friends? He's like, no, I'm working on the click trap remover.
Yeah.
Oh, see, my idea of fun's different. So yeah. That's why I don't get it.
Is being on the computer.
Yeah. I know. You are an addict. I'm open.
But it's kind of fun to see Brandon try to challenge the challenges of fitting this stuff in with his college. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's his hobby.
It's
and
like
it's
all
what
of us trying to squeeze it in with work and family.
With the job,
and, yeah. It's right. Very similar in nature.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. I don't think there was anything else that I'm going to mention.
Okay.
I could say this much, that there might be a feature in one of our scripts that I'm not willing to mention at this point. And if you find it, you're the lucky one. And if you don't, then you have to wait.
Keep listening.
Dude, don't watch much information or I'll make a blog post.
You're gonna rat me
it's
out?
Probably. She's just ready to hit send.
She's
he said
it,
I could, right? Right?
It's kind of scary sometimes because people will tell me things and then I'm like, well, am I allowed to post about this or not? And then sometimes I do and it backfires or I won't. And then people go, why didn't you tell us?
You never know who you're going to piss off. So
yeah, especially with glitches, because I'm pretty good if somebody tells me about one and they're like, please keep this to yourself. Well, I'm not going to go be a douchebag and make a blog post about it. But then when I start seeing people ask questions or posting it themselves, then I'm like, okay, this is out of the bag. Everyone knows about it.
Right. So I guess that's about it for me.
Wrapping up Spock. What's up with you, Jen? Anything in the...
Not a whole lot. We did get a new gift mastery event, Men at Work, and that's no big deal. Same as all the other ones. I think this is number 19.
They're fairly easy, simple.
Yeah. I like those because you get a lot of rewards for a little bit of effort.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny because you do like a whole entire secret district and you get 2 loot items. You do these and you end up with 12.
I know.
So it's much nicer.
Funny.
And we're on the last week of our family boss, Mimi Lenore.
Mm-hmm.
On September 25th, she'll be gone. It was funny because like last week I said, I remember them saying that wasn't going to be around a whole lot longer. So it took me forever to search for the blog post that Mafia Wars made about it. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it was the 25th. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to make a weekly reminder. And then I forgot. So I was like maybe a few days off.
Right.
And then our robbing spree is over, but some people got confused, and I did too. All of a sudden, people had three-day timers when there were only a few hours left. Well, what happened was once you accepted your maximum number of ninja hooks, your timer reverted to the 3 days plus.
Mine says it ends in 1 day and four
right.
hours.
Now everyone's on the same timer and you have another day left. By the time this airs, it's going to be over. But okay. It's funny they made the same mistake they did on the first robbing spree when it was during the collection phase where you need to finish up. Mm-hmm. The consumables were still dropping on jobs, and the same thing happened this time.
Well, it's important to always learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, so it's possible to get 10 a day for 3 days. So I don't know, 30 might be able to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad though because I got sneaky with it because I'm like, okay, I don't really have that many hooks left. So I'm just going to rob blind. And the only thing I can't get is the double alarm. If I got the double alarm, it was over. And wouldn't you know it, that's what I got.
Oh, bummer.
So it just proves it's best to play it safe and just
and
do
just peek. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've always taken your advice on that one. Just peek.
And you can get creative and strategic with that. Like in certain settings, you can rob blind a little bit longer. You know, if you found that double alarm and you only have only activated one single alarm, well, you can rob blind till you activate the second single alarm.
Right. True.
So you just have to look at your board and figure out the most economical way to get through it.
And it's five of the regular alarms and one of the double alarm. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And there's no more than six.
Right. No more than six. Some people claim they got more than six, but I don't think so. I've had a few people, they're sending me all their robbing boards, and I did this for the last one too. And I think I have maybe 20 of them now, and they're all the same. Mm-hmm. No patterns though. I wanted to collect a whole bunch of them to try to see if I could find anything that wasn't random about it, but it's very random. But the only constant is there's five single and one double alarm.
Okay.
And then we should be getting a Crafter's Choice event. That was put in the inventory a while ago, and then they updated the loot to make it better. It has to do with prison or jail. I couldn't guess. I was looking for the server image for the banner, but I didn't have any luck with that.
I'm sure you'll find it.
Well, I'm just going to wait. Eventually, like when you do go server snooping and none of your guesses work, eventually you just stop. And there's several different links that they've used in the past for those banners. So then it's like you have to do every guess two different times, and you're just like, this isn't worth the time. And then if you find it, nobody really cares either.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just something I get obsessed about.
Mm-hmm. Not you.
Which shocked me for the next property. Like, usually I'll spend a long time looking for those, and then I give up. Mm-hmm. But, like, I made a script that helps me with some of that stuff, and Brandon showed me how to do some image searching. So between all that, I just made a couple really off-the-wall guesses, and one of them worked.
Awesome.
So, and I imagine we'll be seeing that soon, but the loot items still haven't been added to the inventory. I found server images of them, though. Well, actually, Leonard found them. I posted them.
That's cool.
And then remember last year, like it was around Christmas time, a little bit before, they updated the ZMC and it had group accepting. So all the gifts were like you could collect them all at the same time.
Huh?
And it was such a disaster because it would be perfect, but they forgot to include an option to collect gifts singularly.
Mm-hmm.
So a few days ago, or maybe last week, I don't know how long ago it was, they rolled it out again. And I'm like, this looks really familiar. And I went back to that old blog post and it was identical. And it's same issues, same problems, same outcome. They ended up pulling it after a few hours. So I don't know if they're messing with that again or if it was just a mistake or what happened.
Oh, geez.
But it would be really cool if they could do that, but it's a way to collect things individually. At the time, I had like 120 ninja hooks. Well, I can only accept 20 a day, so why would I want to accept all of them?
Mm-hmm. And
that's what the problem is. And that's a problem on their end mostly because they're the ones that mandate limitations. If they wouldn't limit all this stuff in the ZMC, they could roll it out that way.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an easy fix, and they wouldn't have to fix that. They could just say, okay, let's not limit them anymore. Let them collect all the gifts they want. It's not like any of this stuff really benefits you.
Oh, I know.
And it's, you know, anything, it's a shame because we're sending requests back and forth, and probably 10% of our efforts are being met with something. You know, a lot of times gifts get bumped because people hang on to them because they don't want to lose this or that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's one thing. I'm still playing Farmville too, waiting for that cross promotion.
I know. I'm still getting requests. Well,
I was told it was going to start this week, but now it's like towards the end of the week. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, maybe something happened and it got pushed back.
Wow.
But there's a lot of bugs.
And they're just seeing how long they can keep you playing.
Probably. But one of my glitches stopped working. So I don't know if I want to play it anymore. But that game is an example. There are no limits of how many gifts you can accept. So every time I go to that game, I get my ZMC pops up, and I can accept everything. And I was thinking, gosh, if Mafia Wars was like this, it's so much easier. So that might be something for them to think about. And their version of the ZMC is so much more streamlined than ours, too. It's faster. It doesn't take but a few minutes just to accept everything all at once.
You know, since you've been playing that game, I wonder, most of the items that you're collecting, aren't there limits on them?
No.
No, I mean, how many you can collect, but how many you can actually, that actually store?
Oh, that I don't know. I think it stores up to 200.
Oh, okay. Because that was the thing, because I know, like, some of the healing boosts and things like that and some of those bobblehead games had had some limitations on the number that you could actually store. So the idea is you're still kind of in a, you can collect them all, that's great. But if you can't store them, then what was the point of collecting them to begin with?
I think you're right. There are limits on what you can store.
And I guess what I was going after with this quick comment was that if they are able to finally implement a 501 rule, which says any item you get, you only get 501, you can collect them, but once you hit your 501 of whatever the item is anyway, can't do anything else with it. So your ZMC would clear out, but you'd have an item that would never apply to anything.
I think that is what happens in Farmville.
Yeah, I'm thinking it is too, but I can't remember, and I haven't played.
Neither have I.
Farmville ever, but I think when we tried the Ville or whatever, there was something I noticed about that. So
yeah, I'm probably going to block it soon. Well, I'm going to wait for the cross promotion, but
I'll know when you do, so.
It's really addicting once you get in there, and I have found it has just wasted so many hours of my time.
Right.
Yep.
That it needs to be removed. And then, yeah, I spam up everybody's walls and the news feeds.
Oh, it's not bothering me like that. I just see it, and I think it's funny.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me, though. So, anything else?
We did not get a new Ice Seasons or a Ice Leaderboard. The Ice Seasons event ended on Tuesday, and I was expecting them to, like, replace it with something else, but they didn't.
Poker or something?
Yeah, I don't know if they're done with Mafia Poker. I haven't seen any server images for a ninth season.
No.
And, you know, I know we all kind of were getting bored with that feature, and maybe they just found out that people weren't utilizing it.
Yeah. Never know.
I wouldn't mind it like maybe once every couple months, but the way they were doing it where it was back to back, it was kind of annoying.
Mm. That
so
is true.
I don't know what's in store for us.
Well, I guess you'll have to tune in and find out. Play your game.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to play when you don't have much to write about.
Exactly. Freeze up a little time. Well, any shout outs tonight, people?
I don't this evening, actually.
I do not either.
So the pressure's on me.
Yeah, the pressure's on.
I'll give a shout out to Queen Brack.
Oh, yeah. She rocks.
Yeah, she makes a lot of comments on all our sites. And
we just became friends this week.
Uh-huh.
After all the time she's been commenting, we just became friends. So, yeah, good one.
Yeah, her and I were talking about Big Brother because it's over now. So we were talking about who we wanted to win and all that.
Well, I'll second that shout out to Queen Brack. So. Word.
Shout out to you.
Shout out.
You
well, that's
could
right.
Third it and make third it a out. Try.
Yeah, like a, yeah, you could. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, get them crashing to the brave new world. I want to ride.
Ride.
I want to ride.
Oi.